heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor. Honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
Of a nation.
Of a nation.
Of a nation.
And now, Malcolm.
You know, I remember the day like it was, well, pretty close to yesterday when we launched America Out Loud. And so much has happened in our country over the past 8 years. I thought we were having troubles back then after the 8 years of a hard left turn with the Obama years, as you might recall. And but by golly, we've doubled that bet up, have we not? Now we find ourselves in a precarious position in our nation for a lot of reasons. We are, you know, you hear these words, and we'll talk about a lot today. But there's division, the divide of America, or the red and blue of America. Talk about that, free speech, the whole bit. I have a spectacular friends coming on here, just a terrific roundtable. I think you'd be pleased. Now, I don't know what the end results will be, but it will be engaging conversation for sure. Welcome aboard, my fellow Americans. This is the voice of a nation. It's Malcolm Out Loud here, and wishing everybody just an amazing time here. Happy Easter to all, and just a beautiful time with your family, friends. You know, we talk a lot about a divided America, and I hear people say, oh my golly, we're red and blue, like we're never going to be united, or we're trying to get a united America. And I hear that a lot. I hear different nuances of that. You do as well. You know what I'm talking about, you know. But you know, the more, and I've talked about this at other times, but the more you look back at our founding as a nation, friends, we were never supposed to be united in the way that it was. I know it was called the United States of America. I mean, it would never work if you called it the Divided States of America. That just would not have been a good brand, right, to start the whole union with. But really, everybody knew, the framers knew, everybody. We were never going to be, I mean, we were supposed to be united in some things, right? But it was never supposed to be that we were all going to act alike, talk alike, be alike. I mean, diversity was the name of the game. It was the order of the day. And it's really what America was based on. And I often speak about that diversity of thought, diversity of opinions, a diversity of beautiful people, which is what America is built on. Absolutely. But again, this whole notion of being united, I'm not so convinced that that's the design of our nation, frankly, okay? I don't think, and how could it be when you have so many cultures and ethnicities and people of walks and lives? And I mean, come on. It's just not even going to be possible, right? So I come into the conversation understanding that, and I hope you do as well. But then we get to this notion of free speech. And we get to this notion of being respectful. And we get to this notion, and I think back in the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Now, they could, you know, sparse and really get right in their faces during the business day, the political day for sure. But they could also catch up at the evening for a drink or talk or something after hours. They didn't necessarily want to kill each other. We had that sort of, there was that, at least that conversation flowing. We didn't agree on a lot of things, the left and the right, hardly ever. But now we see the political winds and the way they've blown in our country and where we find ourselves, you know what I mean? So the quandary is that we talk a great game, but a lot of people really don't want free speech. We are such a nation now that we want to stay in our own camp, our own tribe. We really don't want to know what the hell they're talking about on the other side. And when they do, well, we make fun of them real quick. Like, right? I mean, that's the game. And you do it, and it's such a pleasure for so many people to do that on social media. You just make fun of everybody. It's fun. Now, the left, of course, they changed the whole English language, you know, the whole thing about what free speech means or doesn't mean, what a constitutional republic and a democracy means, right? I mean, everything is upside down backwards over there. We know that. But how do we engage this conversation? So when we birthed America Out Loud, and again, friends, we'll be 8 years old here, April 1st, It was no April Fool's joke for sure, but that is when this network launched. And I have to tell you that, right at the top again of AmericaOutloud.news, when we relaunched it all, and it was so important to me to cement what I meant by free speech, that I put at the top there, many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Okay. And I thought, well, that sounds really good. And so we're going to have many voices, but we're all really after one freedom, aren't we? And we're going to be united in the First Amendment. Well, that surely speaks free speech to me. I thought that sounds pretty cool. And I like that. And that was what I devised, myself and my team, and we devised and come up with that. And that has now adorns the top of AmericaOutloud.news. And it was a megaphone. It was a rallying call that we welcome that. And I was always that way, in full disclosure with you, in the corporate boardrooms throughout all my life. I love to get the other side of the conversation. I love to have different people to the table of life. I love to see what's on their mind, what makes them tick. I've always been that way. Now, people call me an oddball, a weirdo, a lot of names I get called for that. But I find that's what keeps life interesting. And I've always been that through the corporate boardrooms, and I am that way today. So when I seen the media being hijacked, and I seen this whole free speech thing being hijacked, and I seen where we were back in our country after the Obama years, I felt we were on a five-alarm fire. Well, at this point, my fellow Americans, we're beyond a five-alarm fire at this point, I have to tell you, for a whole lot of reasons. We don't like each other anymore. In fact, you might even say we hate each other. The left and the right, I'm suggesting. There's just not any love left there. Those days of Reagan and O'Neill, they're gone, man. They are gone. We're at each other's throats. And the media they play to that tune. They're central to the conversation. And that's where we find you ready for the drum roll joke? The United States of America. You just shake your head when you talk that. You know, you get the sense of what I'm talking about here. Now, coming on the show here today with us here, these four great voices. I have great respect for each of these, and I've not talked to any of them, as always, friends, I promise you, about the fact of what their opinion is on this topic. I don't want to know. I'd rather flush it out right here. I've been called out in recent weeks and months for that statement at the top from listeners and from part of our own team here. Like, oh, that's what Malcolm means by that. All right. If we got to play the game that way, you know, and I've been called out plenty from various. And I've taken it in. I've taken it a little bit here. And people are asking me, why are you bothering? And recently, with the new change-up, the new site in January, I bought in some new writers and new stuff and some people that were in that center space and even some a little left of the center. And a lot of folks don't like that. And some listeners don't like it. And they've reamed me on it and said, what are you doing here, man? Isn't there somewhere else these people can go? Well, all right. So let me tell you who I've got on the program today here. Nurse Jody O'Malley is here. She's going to talk to me. She's been censored a lot, so she knows a lot about this free speech stuff. And she's been down the road. Colonel Mike is here from the National Security Hour. He's marvelous. He's definitely got something to say about this, I am certain. Dean Bowen is here. And Dean is doing a spectacular job, man. Dean Bowen has brought so much great conversation and education. And I just love what he's doing here and his work. He's really, really happy. He's just been a terrific addition to our platform. And one of my favorites, Dr. Steve LaTulip, is here. And Dr. Steve is one of those few people who is a board certified family medicine, retired Air Force officer, ordained minister, and just a terrific American. All these cats are just great Americans, really, indeed. I want to start with Nurse Jody O'Malley. Let's go right to it, Jody. And I want to ask you now, this quandary, and it is a quandary I'm in. It really is. And listen, I don't have all the answers to this conversation today, truly. But I really felt my mission was to bring people to the table of life and have some conversations. Now, listen, Jody, I don't agree with a lot of different things. I don't agree with a lot of things we publish. I don't agree with a whole lot of stuff. But, you know, But I keep it real and I allow people to be who they are and say what they want. And other than those extreme voices, I'm pretty open-minded to listen to the conversation. But I'm also, people know I'm a conservative, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm a patriot. I believe in our God-given Judeo-Christian amazing nation and all of that. But, you know, I'm still willing to listen and have a conversation. But this quandary of where we find the left and the right, and we're not united, we're never going to be united. I don't think we were supposed to be united, but there was supposed to be some common ground. We've lost the common ground. But are we at a point where we kind of don't like each other anymore? I think hate is almost a lot of people would fall into that chapter. And where do we fit in America out loud? Who the hell do we think we are, Jody, that we can bridge the gap sometime between these two lunatics called the left and the right in America? What do you think?
Well, exactly. What do I think? I think that for the most part, that people are willing and wanting to listen to each other and engage in insightful conversation. Where I think we are, and, you know, over the last 3-4 years as a nation, is it was constructed to divide us, right? We were being divided by vaccine choice, or, you know, the people that didn't want to quarantine themselves. Neighbors were calling on each other and, you know, telling each other they were having parties in the backyard and such. And so I think that there has been a lot of feelings hurt, right? A lot of relationships, families, decades-long friendships, myself included, Malcolm, of people that I highly respected and adored and spent a lot of time with. You know, it's like after I became a whistleblower, they still follow me. They still engage every now and again. Sometimes I get shocked of them reaching out to me. But I mean, I'm always there. You know, I'm always there to listen to people and let people go through whatever they want to go, you know, whatever they have to go through at the time. But I'm kind of like you, brother, you know, I believe that there needs to be more voices. I've expressed to you several times that, you know, I don't want to just keep, you know, speaking to the echo chamber. I want us to engage in conversation. And, but I do think that the people that have lost the friendships based on propaganda, essentially, calling it, you know, politics, mm-hmm. They're deeply hurt. And you know, it's going to take a lot to get over that.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, Jody, I know I tell you this often, but if I haven't told you recently, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
And you know that already, don't you?
Yes.
Same. Yes. We talk enough that you know that. And but, you know, you say the echo chamber there, Jody, and that is exactly it. But I think when you say people want to do this or that, I'm not so sure that's correct anymore. I think the echo chamber, people really want to only hear them, their own collective thoughts. They really do not want to engage on other thoughts. I think echo chamber is the problem. And that's why social media is so vile, but it's everything in life, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. Social media and people putting up their opinions and people not putting up their opinions. There's many people that don't, you know, people ask me a lot, actually, just on our Q&A today that we had on Nurses Out Loud, they asked, how is it that you're able to speak the truth and record it for the world to hear? Why are you not afraid? And I said, well, I'm not afraid because I speak in love and kindness and truth. And so when you're led by that spirit, see, that's the thing. It's a spirit, you know, that I'm very cautious that I'm paying attention to. And, you know, having conversations, you can have any conversation about any topic as long as you're leading from the heart and not your mind. Because there's a lot of times that I do have conversations with people that I don't agree with, and there's a whole bunch of swear words that come to my mind. Like, are you, you know, I've been kidding me? You know, how can you think this? But I don't live in that space. I don't react in that space. And I'm quiet and I listen. Yeah. And I know that everybody that has that type of mindset and that type of emotion, they're hurting. So when you find out where they're hurting and why they're hurting, then you can actually engage in conversation and, you know, and have it be, you know, something that can actually make a difference and make change.
Yeah, yeah. You are a woman of much common sense. Consistently, every time I talk to you, you do. And you know, what I want to do here now, I'm going to go right around the table here with the four voices. Then we're going to open this right up and have open mic. That's the way we'll play this thing today, so we can just really engage here without any rules. Okay, all right. But as we go around with opening thoughts here, and Jody, I love everything you've shared there. And the one thing I want to add to that now of the bigger quandary I have, and let's get over to Colonel Mike, is a good voice to bring in for this juxtaposition here. Colonel Mike here, now just keeping it sincere, let me say to you, there's a lot of sincerity to you. I mean, if everybody's heard you on here, you can be very funny and sarcastic, which I love that about you, but you also have a point of sincerity really that you bring to the game. So right now I'm being sincere. And here's what I want to ask you here. You know, this whole thing of the way things have gotten so bad in our nation, the way we feel as a conservative, as a constitutionalist, and I'll even go further here, really, Mike, as a Colonel, as a, how do I say, as I guess I don't want to sound racist, but as a white man, we're now the underclass, of course, in the nation, and we're put out. I mean, we're labeled all kinds of things. You know, my ancestors come from Europe, obviously, as most do that founded this country. But, you know, I find myself very unsettled with the left. Very not happy. I've pushed back pretty hard. And frankly, Mike, I don't want to deal with their crap anymore. And so there's a good part of me that do understand my friends on the right who want to turn the faucet off and say, you know what, we've had enough of you. In fact, I almost think we're at the point now where we do need to divide the country and give them a couple of states. We'll take the balance of them. We'll take the majority, since there's more of us than them, and let them go on their way or something. I don't know. Or we can give them Guam, Puerto Rico. They can even have Hawaii and Alaska if they like, so they're not part of the continental. Now, I'm being a smartass here, but I've actually thought about that a few times, Mike, because I'm kind of fed up with them on the other side of this aisle. So let me just throw my quandary with you right now. I can sit there and hold Jody's hands and sing Kumbaya all day long, and I love Jody, and I agree with her. And on the other hand, I say, you know what? I had enough of their crap. What do you say to that?
Well, first, I want to say congratulations on your anniversary, your eighth anniversary. Doing this work is tough. You know, we've been doing it on a podcast for 5 years, 13 with radio, Mike and I, and it's a grind. You know, we don't do this for money. We do it voluntarily, and we're happy that you invited us a year ago, February. On AmericaOutloud.news. Well,
you've been amazing. You and Dr. Yeah. Mike have been just fantastic, Colonel.
But, you know, I'm comfortable in my own skin. And what's great is I was always comfortable in my own skin since I was a teenager.
That's right.
However, when you get to 70 years old, you just say it like it is. You say it and no matter how it comes out. For instance, I believe in the Constitution and I believe in this country. I believe in many things about this country. What I don't believe in is that I should bend to somebody's will. Whether it's a woke situation, which is basically communism or socialism or fascism, you know, what I do watch, and I'll be honest with you, many times I watch a lot of the PBS and NPR. I listen to a lot of it. I like to try to dissect what they're saying, and if it's just a matter of woke or the communism, the socialism, whatever, and then I put my own thinking to it. I love dealing with younger people. When I say younger people, I try to talk to people between 30 and 40 years old because they want to know what it was like when I was 30 or 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, you never will experience the real America that I experienced in the 50s and 60s. You'll never see it again. It'll never get that united. You'll never have that open door, leave the keys in the car kind of thing going on. You know, the country's really in dire straits. I mean, in my own personal opinion, now you got a nurse on here, you got Dr. Steve and yourself, Malcolm, we are at the edge. I mean, you talk about cancel culture, right? It's woke and cancel culture. Mike's been canceled since he left the CIA. Yeah. He was canceled before it was cool. Imagine losing the job at Georgetown University, CBS, Fox News, wherever he was attacked for telling the truth. And today, more than ever, we have requests for his books coming through. People want to know about bin Laden. They want to know about Iraq because people woke up. Young people want to know, why were they lied to? Why did we spend $4 trillion?
So wait a minute. Are you saying you think there's hope there based on what you just said?
I think there's young people out there that want us older guys and older women to say, hey, this is where we're at. And what I love, and I use it all the time, you coined it, with liberty and justice for all. I say it on the show all the time. As Malcolm says, with liberty and justice for all. You're all about it. You're like, Mike, do what you got to do. You know, I'm all about free speech. Now, I know there's some things we may tick people off when we say it.
Right.
But, you know, you could come back and make a comment. We tell you, fill out the box at the bottom of the footnotes. We tell you, email us on the website. Mm-hmm. We tell you, if you have a comment, we'll have a dialogue with you.
Right.
But we say it like it is. So, and free speech. Go ahead.
So this whole thing about woke, then, you mentioned woke a few minutes ago, and those people in really, which is, as you started to talk about and brand it, without us going too far down that road. But socialism, really what we're talking about is communism here, basically. Yes. And it really is an attack on our freedoms. It's an attack on our lives. We know that it's not America. It's not what we stand for. The problem is, Colonel, this stuff has been jammed down our throats and we don't like the taste of it, frankly, very much at all. And so my question is, when you say, well, I don't want to put up with those people, I don't like them, I'm not going to, you know. So these people now, I don't know what percentage of the country make up that percentage. Do you have any idea what percentage would be in that?
I have no idea, Malcolm, but I confront it as I see it. I confront it when it gets to me. You know, I'm all about, like Ben Franklin, freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government.
Right.
And that's what I tell them. I say, look, just recently, let's just take, for instance, what happened. Unmarked FBI go to a woman's house in Oklahoma and they said, you posted something on Facebook. What is that, the Stasi?
Right.
And they don't want to give her an ID. They don't want to show a badge. They'll give her a phone number.
Yeah.
Where are we? What is this, communist China, the Stasi?
Well, we've taken a turn. It's a far turn that we can't recognize things anymore. Back to your point, Mike. I mean, let's face it. But Mike, this whole thing about this percentage of the people, though, how do we redeem all of this? That's what I'm trying to drive at. How do we find this redeeming grace of America? Do we just ignore those people? Do we say, we don't like you? Do we just call them names? Is there a way to do this as ladies and gentlemen or not? No? Yeah.
We have to find out where their thoughts are. And first of all, you have to have some kind of a little religion conversation with them, because if they don't believe in any God, you're wasting your time. Okay.
That's a good
point. They have a belief in a God, whatever their God may be, then you're not wasting your time.
Well, because without faith, you have a valid point. I'm sorry, but anybody who don't like that, because without faith, without any kind of faith in your life, it really gets back to the fight of good and evil, doesn't it?
Mike? That's it. You can't do nothing about it.
That's right. You're right. And everything I've done has been based on good and evil, frankly. I mean, this platform, this network, my show, Voice of a Nation right now, this show was launched on good and evil. That's how we launched this show back years ago. And here we find ourselves. All right, you make up some good points, Mike, and I hear you loud and clear. We'll come back and talk about how to bridge the difference on a lot of this.
Let me just close on this on this segment. Let me just close with this. And there is a lot of evil in our country.
Oh, yeah.
Make no mistake.
Oh, yeah. And it's fighting that evil is what we're up against. So, all right, let me get over now to Dean, Dean Bone, please. And Dean is, again, educator. He's, and let me just tell you, he's the head of the school at Waterbrook Christian Academy. It's a K through 12 classical Christian school he and his wife founded with some others. And just doing amazing work out there. So he comes at this from a different standpoint, as I lay that out to you. Dean, based on this, let's get to the crux of what Mike was saying with the woke, the turn of Marxism, communism in our nation. The fact we can, you know, for those of us who bleed red, white, and blue and just absolutely love our nation, we love our life, we love God Almighty, we love this opportunity to be here, but yet we're getting this pushback. How do we bridge the gap with all this? Is there a way to do this, ladies and gentlemen? Do we just get to the hate factory and we stop calling them names because that seems to be where the country is? Or is it possible to have a conversation with some of these cats? And is America Out Loud, could it be the base for some of that, or are we kidding ourselves, Steen?
Well, I certainly think that we can have conversations with some of the cats, but in terms of I think what Colonel Mike ended with, that there is a lot of evil in the country. And I don't know that you can have a conversation with evil. I mean, I can't, Malcolm. I mean, maybe I can for a few minutes, but just from my standpoint, the conversation isn't going to go very well, because I think I'm going to go more like what you said earlier, and let's give them California. Let's give them Oregon. Let's, you know, Alaska and Hawaii. Yeah. Let's just create this separation. But you know, when we talk about the division, I don't really see it as much as me being divided from my neighbors. There's a personal example. One of my neighbors recently, you know, within the last election, had a Biden sign in their yard. I don't have a Biden sign in my yard. I had a Trump sign in my yard, but the election's over, and you know, this neighbor and I were able to wave and smile and have some conversation. I don't think they hate me, and I don't hate them, but I see the division in the country being more about the top versus the bottom, or maybe the top 10% versus the bottom 90%. It just feels to me like it's the elite versus the rest of us, and the elite trying to shove down our throats what they want us to eat. Mm. And I think we're tired of eating it.
Yeah. I know you and I are thinking pretty close there when you describe what you're describing there. By the way, with that neighbor, did you ever have a direct conversation about Biden and Trump, or did you avoid that?
We did not talk politics. It's just, you know, we didn't go there, but, you know, we wave and...
I could see you out there now at Christmas time, Dean, with putting your Christmas lights around the Trump sign. Fa la 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 la, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, and the neighbors out there with Biden, rah, humbug. I don't like this deal, humbug. You just know that's an image I can see, man. I'll tell you, I love it.
Santa versus the Grinch.
I know. Well, Dean, it's like, you know, so the final thought on this chapter here with America Out Loud. When I, again, those words, many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Can we be open to having the dialogue and the conversation? I don't know that we can have it with first of all, the Marxist left, I don't think they're going to be very comfortable at America Out Loud. But just recently, I've had several responses to some new writers that people don't like because they're speaking from the center part of the aisle and they're kind of going left of center in some of their dialogue. And I've been called out on it a few times. Why do you have this guy here? And it's been a handful of people now that have done that. Is that, should we not be, and he's not a Marxist, but he certainly has, probably believes in some things that I don't believe in for sure. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do we call him names, shoot him in the head, push him over the edge of the cliff? Do we engage with him? What do we do with someone like that?
You know, I like it. I do. And also let me offer my congratulations to you on 8 solid years and, you know, just a job well done. But I like it. I'm okay with it. I say invite them. Now, I don't go as far as Colonel Mike in terms of listening to NPR that, you know, can he has patience, but I don't. I'm just pulling out my hair. I can't do it. I can't do it. But I would say, yeah, let's let them on. Let them write. Let people decide what they like what they don't like.
And I've had listeners question it, but you know, Dean, it's like this. If I was going to be part of the answer and part of the solution, and if I was going to put those words at the top of the platform, which made the decision to do, and if we were going to talk really about free speech and we were going to base America on that, I felt a commitment in my heart to try to connect this thing, connect this divide the best to my abilities. But to you, to your point, I get very unsettled with evil as well. I do. In fact, Dean, I'll disclose with you. I just had this conversation. We had a heart to heart with in my family just the other day with my son, as we were talking about some other people. I'm not talking about him, but we were talking. My wife and I was telling him, I don't do well with negative energy. I don't, and people that know me well know that I don't. I push negative energy out of my hemisphere. I don't exist with it on my daily life. I like to be. I'm an optimistic dude, and I like to live life to that fullest. So when there are negative people or people that are in that kind of spiel, you know what I mean, Dean, or they're gossipers or this or that, I don't have time for that crap. I don't engage with those people. I push them away, and I really want nothing to do with it, which is probably, Dean, why my siblings don't talk to me anymore.
Right.
Right?
Right? Right.
Just saying, man. Just saying. Well, but I don't have time for it, and I don't do the gossip stuff, and I don't have time for that negative energy crap. So I just always say I don't like evil either. I fight it just as well as what you've said. All right, Dean. Let me get over now and bring us to a head here with Dr. Stephen Latulip. And Steve, so we're talking about a lot of this, and I'm getting back to how does a nation coexist? And I've questioned this, believe me, just even recently. I've even said to my wife, you know, this thing is getting so bad here, I'm not sure we need to start packing our bags and looking for another country. She says to me, come on, she says, you can't be really meaning that. I said, and then as she starts to see how bad things are in our country, and she sees many of the stories coming through America Out Loud and listening to the programs as I do, she recognizes, Steve, that, you know, we're in a heap of, of something here. I don't know what you want to call it, but we feel we're being suffocated in many, many ways. How do we get back to to talking in any sensible way to some of these people if they are gone off the deep end? Or what do we do? Just continue this divide? What's the answer? Have you thought about it?
I've thought about it plenty, Malcolm. These definitely are not ordinary times. As Thomas Paine said, these are times that try men's souls. And we are right now in a fight for the survival of our country. I mean, if you look across any social media platform, we see that there are really two sides. We are as polarized as a nation as we've ever been. People will swear you're either a patriot or a traitor. And I think both sides sometimes are saying it. So if we want to really address the problem and begin to answer and find a solution to your question, we have to recognize the facts. And one is that censorship is still overwhelming. Who owns social media? The liberals, the radical left, right? We're struggling to have a voice. And so to present an alternate viewpoint anyway on this question of whether or not we allow leftists to be on, say, the America Love platform. Well, I have to tell you, I love opposing viewpoints. I love discussing. I love persuading, convincing, hopefully trying to lead people to the truth, not just my truth, but the truth. And the question and the problem I have is that if we have somebody on our platform, because we're claiming to be united in the First Amendment, first, we have to recognize that there's very little unity in the First Amendment because the left simply denies the Constitution. They don't want to recognize it. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is when these leftists or even, you know, left centrists, whatever you want to call them, when we allow them on our platform, we have to acknowledge we become unequally yoked in a sense. And if it goes too far, we misrepresent our network. And in essence, we're kind of having fellowship with darkness. And also we can confuse our listeners because, and particularly if there are opposing viewpoints, say in an article written that where the alternative perspective is not presented at that time, you know, it can really confuse our listeners. And so that's kind of the other side of this whole thing. Personally, I love free speech, but I also love an equal platform, an equal opportunity for free speech. And I think that gratefully, we do have that on the America Out Loud platform. That's Amen. Been a blessing to me.
Amen, brother. Amen to that. Your point of confusing listeners is a very good one, actually. And I want to touch on that a little bit more in the second part of the conversation, Steve, because it's a valid point. And I'd like to hear from some of you out there as well. I would love to hear your thoughts on some of this conversation. But there's a bigger point to that confusion, listeners. All right. Take a deep breath right now. And let's try to find it. When we turn the mics back on in just moments here, I want to just kind of have an open mic segment and really sort of bring as much great conversation to the airwaves as we can, my fellow Americans. Let me first say that it has been truly a blessing to be doing this for these 8 years, I have to say. I count these blessings all the time. It's the greatest privilege of my life after leaving the corporate boardrooms to have this opportunity and privilege to play in God's green earth this way, to be here part of this life. And carrying out God's mission in the way that we do here at America Out Loud is the ultimate privilege. I never lose sight of that. Believe me, I do not. It is purely a blessing. And to work with people like this, that you're talking, even the people on this call right now, people I consider friends, and I've got such a, I mean, look at the people that adorn America Out Loud. They're all amazing people, friends, people I've just got such great respect for. America Out Loud's a magnet. It's a magnet to people who deeply care. They're passionate. They're on a mission. That's what the magnet is, frankly. It's been that way from the beginning. We didn't go out and seek anybody. They seeked this magnet of what America Out Loud was. And we just happen to be here in this intersection. This is a mission of that is of God and from God. Clearly, this is not something Malcolm could have done on his own. I could sit and take a bow and act like I did all kinds of amazing things, but this is far greater than I, friends. A network like this doesn't come together in the way that this has in this order. It's been remarkable. It's been an incredible journey of life. And yet we're just getting started. That's the real cool thing about it, you know, right there. So listen, let me encourage you also to go back to AmericaOutloud.shop. And check out a lot of the great products. You know the drill there. But they're all, use the code OUTLOUD on any of those, and you'll get the discounts there. The one I'm enjoying a lot right now is Heal Right. Heal Right, and I've been telling you about these little metabolic bars that you eat, and we're all enjoying them a lot. They come in four different flavors, and it's a great way to fight for a lot of people, high blood sugar, chronic inflammation, high cholesterol, people who are overweight because they're great little snacks, but it's food is medicine. They're absolutely fabulous. And not only am I loving them, my kids love them in college, but even my wife, who hates medicine, is eating them and she loves them. That shocked me. I said, it was early in the morning. She gave me a kiss and she was going out to do some things. And I was going to the studio. And she says, oh, I said, you got chocolate. You eating chocolate at this hour? She said, no. She said, I was having the chocolate pomegranate flavor of the Heal Right. I said, you're kidding me. She said, no, I just went and grabbed them myself. Now, I'll tell you what, if she's doing that, friends, it has got to be something special because she just doesn't do anything close to medicine. So that's an endorsement there, if anything. But they are darn good for you. Use the code out loud. Get 20% off. Give this product a try. They have the trial packet as well you can get with all four flavors. See what flavors you like. You know already I love the chocolate pomegranate, but I love the lemon blueberry as well. I love the apple fig. Not a fan of the peanut butter. I like peanut butter, but that one I'm just not crazy about. But maybe you like the peanut butter. If you like peanut butter, let me know if you like that those bars there from Heal Right. Take a look back there at AmericaOutloud.shop. We'll take a quick pause and join you just on the other side on The Voice of a Nation.
Listen to Malcolm, the Voice of a Nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all. Part of the challenge has been the statement that Dr. Steve LaTulip made at the end of the broadcast about confusing listeners. I'd like to touch on that now with you. We're going to open up the mics here as well. Colonel Mike is on with us today. Nurse Jody O'Malley, Dean Bowen, who is really the head of that amazing Christian school and just a fabulous educator. Dr. Steve LaTulip is here. Just four tremendous voices and talents. Privileged to have them here, always in part of America Out Loud. And so there's this part of confusing listeners, you know, and there is a great point that Steve makes. And let me get back to, let me just throw it out there and have you all jump in here now. And let's see who's got the answer to this. But part of that problem that Steve talks about and why that's a problem is I get called out and have been for some time now when people say, well, did you see that such and such? Or they'll write in and say, why is America Out Loud? Why do you think that way? Or why do you think such and such? Well, doesn't mean we all think that way. People really think because they've read something or they've seen something that like we all think that way or we all act that way or that's America Out Loud's thoughts and it's in concrete somehow. And like, why would we say such a thing? And that happens a lot. Why are people so shallow that they think because like we're based on really free speech here? And we can have differences of opinions. Why are people thinking that when they read, hear, or see, or say something, that somehow all of us get put into the classification of, oh, that's the way America Out Loud thinks? They're not seeing this as all kinds of, that's part of the reason I put many voices. I mean, go read it. It's in English. One freedom. Let's start it off. Mike, what do you think? Colonel Mike, why do you think that is? Any answer to that?
I really can't say, but, you know, listening to what Steve just said, you know, I like diversity. And yeah, I know you don't have time. Nobody has time to listen. But you know what? You have to listen to what other people are saying so you know what they're thinking. Okay, like I'll give you an example. If you're watching an NPR show, or I'm listening to an NPR or watching a PBS show, they'll have all lefties on there, Washington Post. They'll never say, they'll always say they're an author. There's an author of this. They'll never say they work for the Washington Post or New York Times. Very rarely do they pop up and say New York Times columnist or whatever. And then if they want to make it a little bit nice, they put like a really, not even a rhino, but, you know, a Democrat, a Republican saying, a Democrat that's saying he's a Republican on the panel. You know what I'm saying? Not like having us guys now. So, you know, I like diversity. And you know what? It's not Malcolm's opinion. It's not America Out Loud. It's the person that's writing it. Just like when you're speaking, Steve, or I'm speaking. And I'll give you an example. Okay. A lot of people will not agree with Mike and I on our opinion of what we should do with Ukraine and Israel. Right. We're what you call non-interventionalists. We don't believe. And by the way, for all of us who are Christian on this channel, listening to the show now, if God needed our help, he could have called Allstate and State Farm a long time ago. He created the earth. He created everything. So he doesn't need America to jump in and like save Israel. OK, just so you know, save Israel. Okay, I think we have to save our country first, get our country, and there's a lot of problems with our country. So, you know, our opinions are not, you may say like, ooh, that's kind of harsh. You know, this is our ally, you know, that's our ally. We think NATO should have been dissolved a long time ago. But again, that's our opinion.
Well, okay? A lot of people would be in the realm of thinking the way you, with what you just said with NATO, and the United Nations and all of these groups, because they're globalist and we know what they're trying to do, Mike, you know.
That's our problem, Malcolm.
That's our problem right now.
Yeah. Our problem is the globalists are in here deep as, you know, 6 feet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. You bring up some good points all the way across the board. I hear you. Let's everyone open up the mics here. We're going to have open mic here, please. And let's engage. I'm going to let it free flow now. Whoever wants to add something onto what Mike says there, please go ahead.
Malcolm, I think your question before Dr. Mike spoke, you asked why are people so shallow? And I think we're educated to be shallow. There isn't a deep education that's rooted in this ability to think through arguments. Mm-hmm. And we get caught and we get trapped in this echo chamber. And so we feel safe because we don't know how to engage the debate. We don't know how to have this conversation. So I'd rather just talk to somebody who's going to think like I think and just spit it back to me.
That's what everybody does. That's exactly it, Dean. They talk to people who have the same like-minded thoughts. It's kind of an endorsement of their own brain cells, I guess, huh?
Right, exactly. Right?
I guess people that look in the mirror and just want to hear themselves talk all day long of whatever their thoughts are and think the world should think everything they think. Like with what Colonel Mike was just sharing, I don't share the same concept with him in regards to Israel. I just don't. And I have a different viewpoint on that. I do think we need to put America first. And I do agree with him that until we get that in order, I think we need to cut off the purse strings everywhere. But that's hard to do. I know that when, you know, I mean, basically, Israel's a whole nother conversation we can't get into here. But sadly, they live in a bad neighborhood there. You know, Dean, that's the way I look at it. You know, they're going to need more than Allstate and State Farm for their problems. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yep. They're going to need God, Malcolm. That's who they're going to need. And who's protected them this entire time. But, you know, getting to your point about, you know, people reaching out and asking you, why are you, you know, allowing this or confusing listeners having, you know, a moderate or, you know, more leaning to the left viewpoint. I think those people, you're never going to please them. You know, I think those are the people that want to stay in their echo chamber. Now, I'm a 49-year-old woman. My oldest son is 32. My daughter is 29 and my youngest is 14. I have a really good, and I'm an ER nurse. Okay. So that's like a microcosm of what's happening in the world as far as I'm concerned. And, You know, I think that, first of all, if we're going to say that we're followers of Yeshua, I don't tend to label myself Christian anymore, seeing as though the way Christians have handled these last 4 years. I say it direct to the point. I follow Jesus. That he is my truth, the life and the way. And that's what I believe. And we know that he came here. He died on the cross for our sins, but he came here to save those who are lost. So if we're just going out and talking to the same people that agree with us, how are we helping to
gather? You have a great point, Jody. So we shouldn't give up. You just said the key right here. So we shouldn't give up on those others.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. And like I said at the top of the show, if you're speaking in love and you're leading from the heart and not your emotion, then you are going to be more well received, you know, and you're going to be able to speak the truth. Now, I speak the truth all the time. I actually did a post not too long ago about taking the rainbow back. That the rainbow is God's sign, and it's not for the LGBTQ plus QRSZUT community, right? And I lost a friend that actually wrote the foreword in my book, a nurse that I had been to, you know, had worked with, and she is in a gay relationship, a lesbian relationship. And I still go to her house. I still, you know, have traveled there. And she told me, you know, that she didn't, you know that I felt this way. And I said, what do you mean? I mean, you know that how I feel towards you. I still bring my family around. I still love you. I still, you know, engage in you with you. But we also know what the sins are in the Bible. Just like my gluttony when I overeat, that's a sin. I said, you talk to me about it. Well, why can't I talk to you? I tell her how I felt, but I don't continue that way.
Well,
right?
Jody, I want to ask you something. You hit a nerve with me a bit here. Isn't it that we really, I think what I would be saying to the nurse, the ex-girlfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and I don't know if you're saying the same thing, but we just don't want that to be mainstream. If you want to do whatever and whatever, that's your bit. We don't tell people how to live. You want to sleep with the guy, the girl, or the mushroom. I mean, do what you want to do. But, you know, but they want it to be mainstream. They don't want the patriotic parade coming down Main Street, Jody. They want the gay parade coming down Main Street. And I agree with you. I've spoke about that rainbow as well. They should have never hijacked that rainbow. That was not for sale. And I'm with you. We should definitely take it back. Does that mean I have something against gay people or trans? I do not. I don't care.
Well, the interesting thing is that she follows all of our views, right? Yeah. She follows all of our views as far as medical freedom and First Amendment. That she's out there protesting against the, you know, GBTQ or whatever, right? You know, most.
So what's the problem? What's the problem then?
It just hit her. I don't know. You know, I told her, I said, you could read what I wrote. You know, I wasn't coming down on you. Yeah. I think we all have a choice.
Are you talking to her anymore, or is that done? Is that conversation, are you done? Does she talk to you anymore?
Well, here's the thing. And this is how I handle every single one of them, Malcolm. This is how I handle it. They want to exit out of my life. That is up to them. Right. I do not... engage back and forth. I tell her I love her and I'm here whenever she wants to have a conversation. And that's how I handle every single opposing view.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. But you haven't heard from her since then, right?
No, I have not.
Well, you know what you do for Christmas? Send her a rainbow pillow wrapped up as Christmas.
Oh dear.
I'm just saying, man. Just saying.
That is funny.
With the scripture on it.
All right. So what other thoughts anybody have? Let's put it out. We got about 5 minutes.
You know, I guess just to stay on this theme, I noticed that Laura Trump invited Scott Pressler into the RNC. And Scott, I don't know if you know anything about Scott Pressler. He's a gay man, but he is a he's a bulldog when it comes to registering voters. And up to 2020, I followed him on Twitter and various other platforms, loved the work he was doing.
Right.
Completely disagree with his personal.
So should they not have him part of the RNC? Is that the problem, or are you okay with it?
I'm happy with it. I know
100%.
What's her name? You know, beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want him as part of.
Well, that's one of the problems, Dean, is this Republican Party who touted themselves as the Big Ten. That was a bold-faced bunch of lies. I mean, they weren't doing that. I mean, right. So, I mean, open up the tent, man. Let people in and knock it off.
Yeah,
they got the Lincoln Club. They got the Lincoln Club, which is for the a lot of these gay Republicans. But as far as my opinion, I think nepotism's out the door. She's a nice lady. She's probably a very smart lady. But, you know, they could do better than just picking her, because now it's nepotism, whether
you're
it's
talking about Laura Trump you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're not talking about the other guy. OK, cool.
No, not at all. Okay. And I think it's great. You know, McDaniel's gone. And personally, you know, I've attended over 28 CPACs. They could get rid of that, throw that in the ocean, sink it with, whatever you want to sink it with, put a rock in a boat. Yeah. That's a waste of time. It's a rah-rah committee. Everybody just pats each other on the back. Listen, we got to reach out to other people. That's why we got AmericaOutloud.news. As I say, AmericaOutloud.news. You can go there, read the articles, do everything. Yeah, and we all have our own voice. We all have our own opinion. And I thank you, Malcolm, for letting us have our opinion, whether you agree with us or not. That's fine.
You are a tremendous cheerleader. You're a dear friend, Mike. You're a tremendous cheerleader for this mission. And as everybody here is, but you just don't say it. You carry it through. And I appreciate that very, very much.
No, you won't.
All right. So, friends, 8 incredible years here. And here we are. It has been an unbelievable ride. And as you hear many of the voices here, I want to give a special thank you to Colonel Mike here, to Nurse Jody O'Malley. I absolutely love that woman. Dean Bowen, I love him too. I love all these four, by the way. Dean is just tremendous. Just really so proud of the work he's doing. Dr. Steve Lutula, Dr. Steve has become such a dear friend. He's always there. He epitomizes the word friend in every word that it is, and will do anything he can for freedom, for our nation, and loves what we're doing here with this platform. So I really, really appreciate Steve there for sure. Tremendous thank you to each of you for all your contributions here. Don't forget to tune in to Dean Bowen, by the way. I just want to make a special plug. 2 p.m. weekdays on the Dean's List. He's doing some incredible work on the Dean's List. And be sure to tune into that show. I'm telling you, you just want to hear the work he's doing. He's right on there talking about all the topical things you want to hear about. Nurse Jody O'Malley, she puts it all out there with Nurses Out Loud, as all the nurses do all the time. Dr. Steve Lutula with Unity Without Compromise, which is his book, by the way, as well, is always there. And there's something special, unique about that message, Unity Without Compromise. That kind of fits into our story today. We don't have time to go there, but you can just see what I'm saying. Unity Without Compromise. There are certain things we can't compromise on, friends. And I think the whole team here would probably agree with that. I'm guessing here. And Colonel Mike, National Security Hour, which you'll hear him. And then all those shows go to podcasts as well on the network here, friends. Listen, thank you, the listeners out there, for being part of this. Be sure to tune into Viewpoint this Sunday. We have spectacular conversations coming up there on the weekend here. Really, really good stuff. And we'll have some fun together here. Let's just keep doing this. We're going to keep fighting this fight. We're going to fight the good fight. We're going to carry this mission forward. And I thank you, my fellow Americans, for joining me on the mission here. It's time to get involved and get loud, America.